I would say that the Rabbit's Hat has, would you say it's been the most successful to date, Terry?
Yeah,
it's the one that people have I think grabbed onto because of the songs. It's not as overtly out there and political as Census of Hallucinations. Different, it's a funny thing, different audiences like the Rabbit's Hat to Census of Hallucinations.
Because the material that's performed as Rabbit's Hat can turn up in other forms and other styles too.
Yes, well, the thing is that we might have an original idea in Census of Hallucinations that eventually becomes a Rabbit's Hat song. You know, and then so it's quite interesting the way that things can develop. Yeah.
I believe there's a covers project developing.
Yes, now this we are really excited about. It's the first time that we I'm really pleased you mentioned this. It's the first time we have ever heard anybody cover our songs. And a guy who is a sort of freelance reviewer in the alternative music network called Phil Jackson, who is incidentally based in Scotland, outside Dundee, in fact, he got in touch with various artists with this idea for what he's calling the Orion Moon Project. Orion and the Moon are two main Rabbit's Hat songs, ones that people have caught on to and get more radio play than a lot of other songs. So his idea was to approach artists that he was in touch with and ask them if they would be interested in doing versions of either Orion or the Moon. And we have experimental bands through straight rock bands through a more psychedelic bands, and they are covering the material. We haven't heard it yet, and I'm really excited about hearing that. I've heard one version of the Moon and I'm delighted with it. It was really knocked out. And the other thing is, it's great because you can say this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, because it's not us. You can't say that about yourself, you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know, a lot of rock stars do.
So it will be really nice to, because that's, of course, that's the other aspect. Yes, I was going to say, a while ago we were involved with this thing called Supernova Radio, which was an internet-based radio station run from Essex. And this guy, Remy, said to us, listen, why don't you produce your own show? Do it like one of your albums. So we started off this thing that we do called Alchemical Radio, which is still available through allinnovations.com on the internet. Ian asked us to do this. We never ever thought of ourselves as producing a radio show, so we did this thing. And then all over the last couple of years, more and more albums came in by more and more artists from all over the world, and so now we act as a kind of small distribution service for all these different albums by other artists who are nothing to do with Stone Premonitions. And I've met some really interesting people. Well, when I say met, we've met them in cyberspace,
you've virtually met.
Yeah, we've virtually met them. And it is interesting that you mentioned, Tony, about this network that has come together. It's growing by the month, and the, you know, radio stations working together, sharing music, which in effect gives an artist more airplay. If they can get played on 6 or 7 small stations, it gives them a decent amount of exposure, you know, which is
Stone Premonitions is something that you have kept running for many years.
Yeah.
And at the time when you did it as a cassette label,
yeah,
there must have been points when you thought, well, here we are in the wilderness.
Yeah.
How are we going to keep this going? And why do we bother? And what's it all about? But this that's happening now must really sort of fire you up to the next thing that's going to happen.
Absolutely. There's so many things to do that you can't think whether it's successful or not. You just get on with the next job. So it just doesn't come into it anymore. There is so much to do that it's impossible for me to catch up on it. With only 2 people running the whole enterprise, you know, for the bands that come in and record, they can just come in, record, and they go away. You know, but everything else has to be done, has to tick over. And There's a magazine, one of the fanzines that we've been in touch with for a few years now, and I said to the guy that was running it, this is like finding Robin Hood in Sherwood Forest. And he said, well, where else do you think you'd find Robin Hood? And that was his answer. So it's it is quite amazing, really, what's happening, like I say, worldwide.
You mentioned Orion, the moon, and I suppose, to be honest, those are two of my favourite songs of all of your material, and goodness knows there's plenty of it.
Hacks that we are.
and I'm still totally gutted that absolutely nobody thought of nominating or voting for the moon in the record of the year this year. Although I have to say, given that I'm sitting here now talking, I'm gutted at all sorts of things didn't make it to record of the year, and I'm thinking of mounting my own alternative record of the year.
You see, the thing is, Tony, it shows you didn't fiddle the chart.
No. And was really upset about some of the things that didn't make it. But the moon certainly is one of my favourites, and it has, as you said, John, it's appeared in several different incarnations, not just on this forthcoming project, but it's appeared there was the John Peel session,
yeah.
There was an early version of it, and then there was the much later version on Lapsus Exilis. Why do you keep re-recording the same songs?
Well, I think
the more you do a song, the better you get at it.
Yeah like Terry will listen back to something and think, I missed a harmony out there, wouldn't it be good if it had that harmony? And then we'll do it again, and then, you know, she'll think of another approach.
Or the melody.
Also, it's different. Technology changes all the time. There's more things that you can do, you know, with more sort of manipulation. Once the arrangement is right for the song, then really everything else is embellishment. It's just trying to get that version. It's difficult to pick, you know, the version.
But this suggests to me that you are probably both perfectionists. Because the perfectionist is never content. The perfectionist always wants to fiddle and yeah. improve it.
Well, Terry's a Virgo.
Yeah.
So they're always going to be one yeah. of the perfectionists. I'm a wishy-washy Aquarian. You know, so it's like this is Terry's actually at this moment in time 8 months pregnant, and it doesn't look like he's going to be Aquarian. Hooray! Thank God for that. I was born on my father's birthday.
Going to be a kickboxer.
Yeah, so things will change. New recruit.
Yeah.
You mentioned, I'm slightly intrigued here, because you mentioned that you can sort of replicate all of, I mean, a lot of your recordings are particularly reliant on what I would call sophisticated production, because you use echo and reverb and you use phasing, all sorts of things. It's great, it's wonderful, we love it. But you're saying that you can replicate this just with the two of you and a guitar.
Yeah.
So go on.
What, do it now?
Yeah.
Well, the guitar will be
because I mean, I can't think of anything better to ask you to do than just do it.
Right, well, I'll see if it's in tune. So this is the moon, in fact.
One
This one's called Mountain Climbing.
Make a wish, wish for what, think I'll wash the dishes.
It's been particularly nice to have the opportunity not just to meet Tim and Terry, but to sit here with John and listen to you singing, which is, I think, we'd consider a great privilege.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Would be the way to put it.
We're honoured.
We're very honoured. And
Not to say touched.
Yes. And we will continue, of course, to play the music. There are so many more aspects of the things you do that we could talk about. There are so many other things that I want to ask you, but I'm afraid time is not on our side today. All really that's left for us to say is thank you very much for inviting us here. Thank you for letting us invade your space.
Not at all. I mean, thank you for coming all this way down to see us. You know, we appreciate it, and the work of Radio 6.
I think all we'll say is thank you very much from me, Jenny Curry.
And from me, John Kavanagh.
All the rights in this programme were cleared with the copyright holders concerned. Copyright Radio 6 International 2004.
And until the next time, keep listening to us around the clock and around the world.
The Concert Programme. Hello, I'm Tony Curry, and welcome to this edition of The Concert Programme from Radio 6 International. In this edition, we have a new work by English composer Gavin Sutherland. It's his clarinet concerto. The soloist is Verity Butler, and she's accompanied by the Cheltenham Chamber Orchestra, conducted by the composer.